Speaker, we're going to get right into it. My first speaker is going to be the White from Montgomery County.
My name is Dwight on that. And first, I'd like to thank God for everything, right? Secondly, I'd like to thank the program committee for taking a risk, right? I don't know, man. I always wanted to be on stage, right? But not like this. You know, my clean date is February 16th, 1990. I would like to say that Dr. Jekyll went away when I stopped using, right? Or Mr. Hyde went away when I stopped using, right? Every time one of my friends asked me what the topic was, and I tell them, they bust out laughing, right? You know, and what I understand today is that Mr. Hyde has always been a part of me. You know, the literature kind of talks about, you know, eventually Mr. Hyde kind of took over when we were using, and Dr. Jekyll kind of disappeared, right? And I don't know, man. First, let me say I'm nervous. And you know, I was in a workshop earlier, and, you know, I kind of like sometimes want to share like certain people or be like somebody else, and the reality is that all I have to share is my story. You know what I mean? And when I kind of look at my story, even before using, there was something wrong with me, right? You know what I mean? And they, you know, we talk about the drugs is just a symptom of the problem, and that's what the literature talks about. And kind of, when I kind of look at my life, you know, and there's some people in this room that have known me since like kindergarten, right? And they know that, you know, that darkness, that dark side of me has always been there, right? And when I started using, it just got kind of worse, you know? So I've always, you know, had my own demons that I need to deal with, right? You know, and when I started using, you know, for a while, I could get a bag of dope in me, and all I wanted to do was go somewhere and sit down and nod, right? You know, but Mr. Hyde would show up when I started getting ill, right? You know what I mean? And I did what I had to do to get the next one, right? You know, so now I've been here 22 years. I've been clean, so I can't blame that stuff on the drugs no more, right? You know what I mean? I can't blame, you know, and I kind of look at my life, and there's always kind of been this part of me that wants to destroy everything good in my life. You know what I mean? You know, and it's all kind of like based in fear, right? You know what I mean? They say the core of our disease is self-centered fear. And when I look at my life, everything that kind of has transpired and made me kind of do the things I did was kind of based in fear. You know what I mean? And so, man, look. Let me just take a moment. You know, I was looking at Bakri, right? And Bakri and Greg, and, you know, they've been knowing me all my life, right? And Nora over there. I remember being a kid, and Bakri would have toys, and he always talks about me taking his army man, right, stealing his army man, that kind of stuff, right, and which is true, right? You know, what I had was never enough for me. I always wanted what everybody else had. I wanted more. I was never satisfied, you know. And the literature talks about a greedy person never being satisfied, right? You know what I mean? And so, he always had better army men than I did, you know. So I would like steal his army men, that kind of stuff, right? You know, and that stuff was going on before I started using. You know what I mean? And so when I picked up and started on that journey of active addiction, stuff just got really worse. You know what I mean? I started like doing things that I said I would never do. I become somebody I didn't want to be. And Mr. Hyde had just taken over, you know. And so I ended up in the program, Narcotics Anonymous, and y'all kind of showed me a different way, you know what I mean, that I didn't have to continue to live like that. And I would like to say that since I've been clean, Mr. Hyde has not showed up. And what I found out is that, you know, a couple of weeks ago, Barkley and I worked together, right? And a couple of weeks ago, I came in, and he said something to me, and I kind of, like, looked at him like, man, don't say another goddamn thing to me, right? You know, and the next day I came to work, and he looked at me, and he said, man, you practicing for that topic, ain't you, Mr. Hyde, right? You know, you know, and so, you know, it's things like that to kind of help me, you know what I mean, do this topic, man. I had all kinds of stuff in my head. I had some good stuff to share with y'all, but it all kind of disappeared, right? You know, and I don't know. I don't know what's in the way. Maybe it's ego. Maybe whatever it is in my way, you know what I mean? It's kind of like not allowing me to share what I want to share, right? You know, and the thing is that I really need to talk about me. And so I have not, you know, by nature, I am not a nice guy. I am not a generous person. You know what I mean? I am not none of those good things that we start being in Narcotics Anonymous. You know what I mean? I'm a very selfish, self-centered person, and I always want the easy, softer way. I want a whole lot of rewards with no whole lot of work. You know what I mean? And so I have to practice. I have to start doing like acts of kindness. You know, I have to start acting unselfish. I have to start acting my way into a better way of thinking. You know, and you know, the Mr. Hyde, Dr. Jekyll thing is pretty much 6 and 7 step. You know what I mean? When my character defects are just glaring, then Mr. Hyde is all over the place. You know what I mean? And so the thing that helps me bring Dr. Jekyll back are the spiritual principles of Narcotics Anonymous. You know what I mean? When I practice being generous, when I practice acceptance and honesty and all that stuff, then Mr. Hyde kind of lays low, but he ain't gone nowhere. You know what I mean? And so I know that, and one of the things that y'all told me is that no matter what, I don't have to use, right? You know, and so some things have transpired in my life that, like in December, you know, my daughter lost her 9-month-old son. You know, I lost a grandchild. And, you know, now I'm looking at my daughter doing what she's doing. And I guess she's dealing with it the best way she can. But, you know, it hurts me to see her doing what she's doing to herself, right? You know, and so the other day I said some things to her that were not very nice, you know, but they needed to be said. You know what I mean? And so she's been kind of like standoffish, you know, and that kind of hurts, right? Because all my, you know, most of my life, most of her life, I had really not been there for, right? And you know, we're talking about trying to do some different things and trying to be there for somebody else and trying to become a better person. And so I've been trying to be there for my daughter, but she won't allow me to be there like I want to be. You know, and one more time, it's that selfish thing in me about I want what I want when I want it. And you really need to, like, let me help you, you know, and she's not having it, right, you know. So, you know, it's just, I don't know, man. You know, they say I'm supposed to talk for 30 minutes, and people that know me know I don't share that long, right, you know. So I don't know, man. I'm kind of, like, at a loss for words. I really don't really want to talk anymore, for real. You know what I mean? I really want to sit down. But then I don't want to leave Belinda with 45 minutes. Look, she's looking at me, right? You know. You know. So anyway, you know, I didn't want to get up here and babble, but that's exactly what I'm doing, and it's okay. You know what I mean? It's really okay. You know, the thing is that this is who I am. You know, I'm not all organized. I'm not all, like, in a straight line. I'm crazy as I don't know what. You know what I mean? And if any given day, I'm here and then I'm there. You know what I mean? One of the guys that I used to sponsor, he told me, I guess it's been about 6 months ago, he said, man, you're a funny acting dude, right? And I looked at Bakri, and Bakri looked at me, and I was like, what, you ain't know? You know what I mean? Because I am a funny acting dude. On any given day, I'm not the same person every day. You know what I mean? It depends on where my attitude is, where my spiritual connection is. It depends on a whole lot of things. You know what I mean? And usually, if I got some money in my pocket, then I'm okay. You know what I mean? If I ain't got no money, then I ain't in such a good mood. You know what I mean? If people are not doing what I think they need to do, then I'm usually not in a good mood, right? You know? And so we talk about Mr. Hyde, right? And you know, a couple of years ago, I was dating a young lady, and we went to a fellowship function. And, you know, Bakri is one of my oldest friends, right? And she stopped and fixed him a plate. And, you know, I just lost it, man. You know, and they looked at me and, you know, they was like, what the, you know how people, you know, when you do something, people kind of be looking at you like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You know what I mean? That's amazement, that surprise, like, where did that shit come from? And Mr. Hyde just came up without my permission, right? You know what I mean? And I just got real ugly, right? And I was like walking around all swollen up. You know how, I don't know if y'all ever do that, right? But it just, man, it's ugly when it shows up like that. You know what I mean? It's really, really ugly, you know? And all it is my fears and my insecurities and my fear about losing something I have or maybe not getting what I want. You know what I mean? And so it has me kind of acting out. And then what the program has allowed me to do is kind of look at those things and not let Mr. Hyde show up as much or let him stay as long. You know what I mean? And the thing is that when I act out like that, it really doesn't hurt anybody else but me. It hurts me more than it hurts anybody else. Because then I got to go home and sit with self and be like, man, why you do that dumb shit? You know what I mean? You know how you do some dumb shit? You know, and then go home like, damn, why'd you do that dumb shit? You know, because what happened is I destroyed the relationship, almost lost two friends, right? You know what I mean? Because of my inability to deal with my feelings. You know what I mean? And allowing my character defects or my shortcomings to, like, control me. You know what I mean? And so when I practice the principles of Narcotics Anonymous, it kind of helps me be okay, you know what I mean, and allows Dr. Jekyll to kind of like be there and Mr. Hyde down here, right, you know. But that dude ain't gone nowhere, you know what I mean. I remember one day I was riding in my car, and this guy cut me off, right, and I had a water bottle in my car, and I chased the guy down and threw my water bottle in his car, right, you know, that kind of shit, right, you know what I mean. That kind of shit would get you killed. You know what I mean? Not only that, it can get you a charge, too. You know, and so, you know, it's little things like that, man. And you know, I've been clean 22 years, 15 years clean. I got locked up, you know what I mean, because Mr. Hyde showed up one more time. You know what I'm saying? I got locked up, and I was in Upper Marlboro, and I was going up to get my orange jumpsuit. You know, and one of the guys behind the cage, he was like, dang, I guess you ain't going to make the Friday night meeting, huh? You know, and so it's things like that, man, you know, because, we everywhere, right? We everywhere, you know. And so I was like, dang, you know, I guess I ain't going to make the Friday night meeting. I really thought, you know, but it's stuff like that, man, you know, that kind of keeps me in a place where I'm not all right with self, right? And this program is about getting better with self. And not really, once I get all right with self, then I tend to be more all right with everybody else, right? You know what I mean? But if I ain't comfortable with me, I ain't comfortable with nobody else and nothing around me, you know? And the steps kind of help me be all right with me. when I practice them the way they're supposed to be practiced. But when my mind is closed, and you know, when I'm doing acting on self-will, then it kind of gets me in a place where I don't need to be. You know, and the literature kind of talks about, gets me in a place where I might not come out clean. You know, and believe me, everything I do in this program is so I don't use again. You know what I mean? It's all about not using. And I hear people talk about drugs ain't the problem no more. But I kind of disagree. You know, because if I don't deal with my character defects, if I don't deal with Mr. Hyde, a bag of dope will start looking good. You know what I mean? And so I just, you know, it's certain things that I hear that I really don't agree with. Like, you know, the longer you stay here, the closer you are to a drink and a drug. I don't believe that. The literature says the longer I stay here, the further away I'm moving away from the drugs. You know what I mean? And the more I practice this program, the further away I move from using, right? You know what I mean? And so I don't know, man. I'm kind of running out of things to share, but, you know, my life is good in spite of all that, right? In spite of all that stuff, it's better on this side than it was on that side. You know, I'm just grateful that I ain't wake up with a habit today. You know what I mean? I got in my car this morning, and I drove up here by myself. You know what I mean? And usually when I come to Ocean City, I always got a alternative plan, right? You know what I mean? I'm some stuff, right? You know, but this time I came up here strictly to come to the convention and enjoy the workshops and enjoy the fellowship, right? You know, feel like I got white stuff in the corners of my mouth. If I do, would somebody please tell me? Because, you know, Richard Pryor talk about y'all, you know, y'all will see that white stuff in the corner of my mouth and won't tell me and be laughing and shit. I'm like, look at that motherfucker. But, you know, hopefully that's not happening, right? You know, but I have friends that will tell me stuff like that. I have friends that will tell me, man, clean your nose. You know, because sometimes people will let you walk around with shit hanging out, boogers hanging jack, you know, and so, you know, it's things like that, man, you know, and I'm really grateful, right? And I don't know. I guess that's enough out of me. Thanks for letting me share.
Again, my name is Alvin, and I'm an addict. You know, he was talking about Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. I know quite everybody in this room can talk about Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, especially if you smoke crack. If you smoke crack like I did, Dr. Jekyll came out real quick. You know, and it's a good day. It's a good day to be clean. It's a great workshop, and I hope you guys are enjoying yourself, because this is my first one clean. And I'm enjoying myself in this at this convention. And so with no further ado, I'm going to bring you a speaker in from the east of the river. You know, the east of the river, we drop it like it's hot. And Dr. Jekyll Hyde come out east of the river. So with no further ado, I give you Belinda.
Hi, family. My name is Belinda, and I'm a very, very grateful recovering addict. And it's truly but for the grace of God. Can you hear me? It's truly but for the grace of God. What are y'all saying? They told me not to touch the mic. I follow instructions today. Please don't make Hyde come out before I share. Please don't. Because I'm trying to be good. I always try to put on this front like I'm some sweet, innocent, nice person, but I will cut you up in a minute. So please, please let me share and get through this. First of all, I would please like to thank the committee for inviting me to share on being Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. And when they called me, I was like, they gave me a choice. Step tradition 6 or 7, relapse and recovery, or Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. And I was like, all right, let me pray on it. So I prayed on it, and I think I called her back about a day or two. I said, well, not 6 and 7, and not relapse and recovery. So I guess it's going to be Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. And I was saying to myself, I don't know why they want me to, Dr. Jekyll. Oh, yeah, that's you. Yeah, That's you. That's you, because I will switch up on you in a minute. You hear me? And I was like, okay, well, what am I going to share for a half an hour? So I'm going to put my watch down here to make sure I don't go over. So I was like, okay, what you going to share for a half an hour? So my sponsor said, well, you can go on and tell your story. I was like, oh, yeah. Well, that might take a little bit longer. But I was sitting at the table, and there's two little guys over there, right? And they was talking about, the grandma was talking to them about alcohol. And I guess they don't see no problem with drinking. But that's how I started out. You know, my aunt owned this beer garden. We used to go up there and whatever. The grown-ups didn't drink out their glasses. We drank it. You know, and then my disease progressed. Took a little bit of time, but then here come the herb. Here come the dope. Here come the acid. Here come everything else. I was a walking garbage can. And I told him, I said, baby, you want to know about Jekyll and Hyde? I said, when I drink and I use drugs, I am not the same person, because I will steal your stuff and I'll help you look for it. And get mad if you accuse me of it, knowing I got this stuff down here or wherever it fit. I didn't care. All I know is that I got it, you ain't get it, and don't be accusing me. Because it's time to put the boxing gloves on then after I got my hit. You know, I grew up, and I thought I grew up in a functional family, right? But it was dysfunctional because everybody drank, and, you know, and they would fight. And I said, oh, I ain't going to be like that when I grow up. You know, I had no man putting his hands on me. And I love good-looking, sick men. Y'all done heard, a lot of y'all done heard my story. I love good-looking, sick men. Yeah, I checked out a few of y'all when I came in here. Yes, I did. I thought I was in Baskin Robbins.